OK, before the travel news, you did hear the wonderful Gentle Giant from Freehand and On Reflection. The great news is it's remastered and it's out again, along with another of their great albums called Interview. And it's a great pleasure, as you know, I've been saying for many years, I've got to get these blokes on the programme, and it's Ray Sean from the band. Hello, Ray, how are you doing?
Hello, very well, thank you.
Glad to hear it. Of course, I remember you from the old days when you were Simon Dupree and the Big Sound. Because I worked for the old pirate stations, and of course you're a staple diet. We used to play all your stuff.
Particularly, right.
The irony was, of course, that Radio London was played a lot of your stuff, and your biggest hit came after they'd shut down.
Yes, that's right.
Which is kind of ironic, really. But great. But I thought Kites wasn't your best record, actually. I thought Daytime, well, Nighttime was the best one.
Ah, right. Well, we didn't either. It was kind of forced on us in lots of ways. But
was it?
Yeah. It was kind of, you know, the changing times. We should make a psychedelic record. And to kind of us kind of, you know, just we thought we were just a soul band, so, you know.
Yeah, that's what you wanted to be, really, wasn't
really,
it?
Really, yeah. Because having a kind of pop hit at the time, it didn't affect much to do, you know, because we were kind of a working band, just a gigging band, playing kind of 5-6 nights a week anyway. And the difference made with the kind of audience we got, really, after that, being on Top of the Pops and all.
Well, didn't I seem to remember, weren't you support on a Beach Boys tour at one stage?
We were, yeah. We did all those kind of package tours very early on. Yeah, we did a Walker Brothers tour. And a Beach Boys tour. This is, I think, it wasn't. I'm just thinking, who wasn't there? No, Carl was singing then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, Brian had left.
Brian had just left. Yeah. And so this was one of the first tours. But you know, it's great to be on.
Well, I was in the audience that time. So
oh, were you?
Wonderful. Yeah. Very good. And you used to be resident band on the Radio London Nights Out, I remember.
Oh, probably
all
right.
Around. I think something like that. Anyway. Like many bands towards the end of the 70s, a change of image and name. I mean, you know, we had Tony Rivers and Castaways became Harmony Grass, who eventually came Capability Brown.
Right.
And many others sort of looking for a new direction, because it was a sea change at the end of the 70s. I mean, the old sort of...
The 60s, sorry.
Groups, you mean? The 60s, yeah. They'd gone, and everyone was looking for a new direction, and people were buying albums more, weren't they?
They were, yeah. And in fact, really, as I say, we were kind of just a dance kind of soul band for a long period. You know, this is really our school band, myself and Derek's at least. Phil was a kind of, you know, a decade older than us, so not so much him. But so this was our school band, and we just wanted to play dance music, and that was how the audience reacted. And then obviously, towards the end of the 60s, the audiences started sitting down, and it was a strange kind of cultural shift. Yeah. And so it's just a very natural thing, and you know, it affected us in lots of ways, so we thought we had to change with the times.
During the changeover period, did you do gigs where, like, they were expecting Simon Dupree and you turned up as Gentle Giant, and like, the booker would say, hang on a minute, that's not what they used to do?
No, not really, because we took the time out. I think what happened towards the end of the career, after when we'd had the hit, as I say, the audience changed, but to the very end of Simon Dupree, we were having to do kind of a lot of those kind of northern clubs, you know, the twice nightly things. Yeah. And really for money more than anything else. And it was horrible. We actually hated every minute of it, and it kind of really depressed us. And we said, if this is it, then we're giving up. And so we took actually the time out. We took probably a good 6 months, maybe 9 months of just rehearsing. You know, we're just really all that was really left from the Simon Dupree days was just the three brothers. Because we couldn't, I guess we couldn't split up really.
I know. Yeah.
And then we obviously looked for recruits to rope into our new idea, and we're just really fortuitous in finding our keyboard player, Kerry, and that's one of the first people we found. Is I think a student who was living with Phil at the time knew this guy who had been in a band. They toured Germany, had a terrible experience, was broke, and looking for something. And so he just left the Royal Academy, so he's like, you know, incredible musician.
Proper musician. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, you know, he studied composition and everything. So it's like we roped him in straight away. I mean, it was the best thing we ever did.